So anything else new in HER2-positive disease that we haven't talked about? New agents, new strategies?
Well, I mean, I think the NALA study of neratinib in the metastatic setting came out at ASCO, and it was, you know, again, a study around 600 patients, one-to-one randomization, head-to-head neratinib capecitabine versus lapatinib capecitabine. Something that should be appreciated is the capecitabine dose was different in the two arms. So for neratinib, it was 1,500 daily, and for lapatinib, it was 2,000 daily, and that's because of the diarrhea that patients have with neratinib. And they did show that the PFS, the mean PFS, was improved around 2 months, statistically significant with neratinib. Duration of response was better, and the time to intervention for CNS mets was significantly better for neratinib compared to lapatinib. The problem is with this drug, which remains the problem in all the studies of this drug, is a quarter of patients have grade 3-4 diarrhea. And while the diarrhea duration tended to be short, you have to keep in mind all patients in this arm were treated with loperamide from day one. You just don't feel great on this drug. So is a 2-month benefit something to cause us to change therapy? You know, maybe. The duration of response was better and the clinical benefit rate looked better with neratinib, but you really have to keep a very close eye on patients and manage this diarrhea side effect and keeping in mind that you're using a dose reduction of the capecitabine.
Do you ever see patients with HER2 mutations? You hear about that in lung cancer. And what do you do? People in lung cancer sometimes use neratinib, but do you ever see that in breast cancer?
Yeah, there's an ongoing umbrella study looking at the use of neratinib in patients whose tumors have a HER2 mutation. It's relatively infrequent in breast cancer. It's less than 5%. But you know what? I think we're going to start picking it up in more and more patients. Because of the alpelisib approval, we're going to be doing more next-generation sequencing on our patients to look for mutations. We're not going to just send the tumor for PIK3CA. We're going to be looking for the whole kit and caboodle. And so if you find a patient who has a HER2 mutation, and these tend to be HER2 non-amplified, non-overexpressing tumors, we may be identifying more of these patients, and I think it's certainly, you know, Joyce O'Shaughnessy has presented some dramatic responses at conferences associated with neratinib with pictures, you know, just showing real improvement in the chest wall disease of a patient with a HER2 mutation treated with neratinib.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to the faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.